Welcome back to the second half coverage of Port Washington Vikings versus the Syosset Braves in the semifinal of AA Class Section 8 playoffs. David, what are you liking so far out of Port? They're up 29-23.
Well, I'll tell you something that I want them to do. I want them to keep pushing the ball and keep pressing Syosset and make them tired. And then for Syosset, you got to find the open shooter and you got another shot. And don't play selfish basketball because they're chucking some shots up, which is not what they have to do because they have open looks. They're not finding the player.
Port's got to hold the lead here. Amari Jordan with the ball out to Abisab. Amari Jordan drives to the rim. Runner is no good. Rebounded and put back Seth Pryor.
He's been unbelievable underneath the rim, Mike.
Yeah, he's got 8 points on the night for the Braves, 29-25. Syosset with the perfect start to the second half. Shanahan the other way is fouled. Layup no good, but chance for two at the line. First free throw is good. Rolled in. That's Shanahan's first point of the game.
It is.
Second roll is in and out. Rebound snatched by Amari Jordan. 1-for-2. 30-25 Port leads. Syosset looking to build some momentum. Eisenberg for three. No good. Rebound Shanahan.
Port's been lucky that he's off because if he gets going, which is what, you know, we said in the beginning, oh, Trevor, he's not getting the ball, he's not playing well, all of a sudden he's 13 points at halftime. And it all happened to snap a finger. So the Port's got to keep Eisenberg contained.
Spinoso, beautiful backdoor pass. Amalfitano's got a tight angle, and he finishes. Big time play for John Spinoso, and a turnover. Akam got the bucket to go. Big time sequence for Port.
I didn't even see that happen so fast.
Chance for the and one. And just like that, Port's building up a 9-point lead. Chance for 10. Cam Welker with the bucket and one. Cam's free throw is good. 35-25. Port up 10. And all of a sudden, they have the momentum in the third quarter here. Abisab looking to get something going for the Syosset offense. They have been quiet. Raheem Zadeh, he dropped Cam Welker. Three-pointer is no good off the front rim. I think Cam slipped.
He also looked like he was grimacing when he got up. Maybe he was hurt. I just don't think he broke his ankles.
Shanahan driving in the other way. Gets a contact. And that's an offensive foul.
I think they called it travel.
Or was it a travel?
I mean, it could not have been an offensive foul, yeah. Well, I think he sold the card. Looked like he got shoved from the back. I think he slipped and got shoved from the back, but they just only took it as, oh, he slipped. Let's give him the travel call. But that's a tough situation to be a ref in, because you can't let the play go, because there was something there.
Dylan Eisenberg desperate for anything to get going, and that's a turnover. Syosset is not clicking right now on offense.
Yeah, Eisenberg's been held to 2 points, Mikey. I think Port's doing a great job on him, but he's also been playing a little sloppy.
Yeah, he's got to lock in because he has the potential to bring Syosset back in this game. Welker wide open underneath. Fouled below. Doesn't get the end one, but Cam's going to the line again, and you got to love what the Vikings are doing. Syosset's very jumpy right now, and they're capitalizing.
And they're getting Pryor, arguably their best player so far this game, in foul trouble. They're going to have to bring in Costa now because they can't keep him on the floor risking, what, his fourth foul?
For sure. Cam Walker's free throw is good. Perfect from the line tonight. Costa checks in for Seth Pryor. Still dealing with a little bit of foul trouble. Second free throw is no good, but rebounded Troy Stevenson. And Cam's going to take it on the wing. Cross-court pass to Spinoso. Not looking to shoot.
Maybe he could have shot that if he could hit a little crisper of a pass.
Welker pull up three, no good, and it's a foul on Sayasa. Trevor Malfitano got the contact.
Porsche is absolutely dominating the start of this half. And if you're outside, you got to be a little bit frustrated. But you can't let up now because this game is still on. It's not over yet by any means.
Beautiful dime inside for Cam Welker.
But if stuff like that happens, Mikey, then the game will be over.
And Port with a huge run to start the second half. They are up 13 with 5:23 to go.
Porsche came out with such a fiery intensity to get to the basket and force turnovers, and they're doing that so well.
Yeah, and shout out John Spinoso and Cam Welker making things happen, along with Trevor. I mean, everyone just playing an unselfish brand of basketball right now for the Vikings.
It's kind of hard to find words to describe how meaningful Welker and Malfitano are to this team, and then Spinoso will be, you know, this year alone and next year and the year after that. Like, this program, just because, you know, they have Troy and Cam, two starters, they're graduating, doesn't mean this team is going to be any worse. They could even be better next season. And you could expect them to be in this exact spot, maybe go a little bit even further.
And we talked about the growth all year for these sophomores. These are really important minutes for their development, for their confidence. And it's really great to see all of them clicking right now.
And you love the minutes to Shanahan and Daly. And Spinoso, of course. And you just wonder what would have happened to Cole Reyes if he never got hurt.
Yeah, Cole Reyes.
The game to start the season, he was on fire from three.
Yeah, he's a premier three-point shooter. He's going to be a knockdown player for Port. Syosset's got to get something going. 38-25, plenty of time left. But Port has all the momentum. Eisenberg looking to get free. Back to Abusab. Trying to work on Stevenson. And he's whistled for a travel. Nothing going right for Syosset right now. And their fans are stunned right now.
I mean, it's hard to consider if they're stunned because we're so far away from them, but at the same time, it looks like they're pretty motionless over there.
Malfitano trying to get to the rim. It's good. 15-point lead for Port. Absolute dominance here in the second half.
He is playing unbelievable, Malfitano.
Eleven to two run. That three-pointer for Eisenberg is blocked, and Spinoso keeps it in.
Oh, great pass there by Cam.
And Amalfitano's layup the other way is good. 42-25, and Port is rolling right now.
What a pass there by Cam.
Yeah, Cam's been a phenomenal playmaker all season, and he's showing it off tonight. Port 28 on the clock, 42-25. Port Washington has really pulled away here in the third quarter, and already another turnover. Cam Welker with the steal behind the back, and a little bit too flashy. Amari Jordan's going to take it the other way.
He's trying to do a little too much of that one, Mikey.
Smith out to Eisenberg. The drive inside Syosset, no good. Nothing falling for the Braves. That was Abusab. Amalfitano wide open, pump fake. Gets to his spot, and it's good. 44-25, Port Washington. And ladies and gentlemen, this is becoming a blowout.
All of a sudden, too.
I mean, Syosset is just shut down. They are not generating anything. It is 3:47 on the clock in the third quarter. There is time.
16 this quarter, and Syosset, what, two?
I mean, three? This is the man who's got to get going. Dylan Eisenberg, his layup is way too strong. Port Fortunate.
Got to look up.
Cam's got two men on him. Comes away with it. Trevor's wide open again, asking for the ball. Down low to Stevenson. His layup is good. 47-25.
It's going to be the first basket for him today.
And Syosset has had no answer for Port on offense. It hasn't even been the defense that shined tonight.
I mean, has it not, though? It has. They're turning the ball over left and right. Now, I don't know if that's courtesy to Port or just throwing shade at Syosset, but at the same time, Port's getting these steals.
Another steal. Shanahan out to Welker on the fast break. Got one man to beat, and he's fouled. Abbasab's going to pick up another foul. And Port students getting very rowdy here.
Fouls on Syosset's number 14, A.J. Abusab, his third, team's fifth. At the line for the Vikings, number 5, Cameron Welker, shooting 2.
Free throw is good. Port extends its lead to 23.
Number 2, Thomas Martelli. Number 4, Darian Rahimsada. Number 22, Seth Pryor.
Syosset makes the substitutions. Looking for anything to click right now. 48-25. Port with a more than comfortable lead here. Welker's second free throw is good. 49-25.
And we're seeing some guys now for Syosset that haven't really played much this entire season, and they're putting in the biggest game of their lives.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going through Coach Cardona's head.
Has he given up already?
Amari Jordan's three-pointer is no good. Syosset could have used that to fall. Race to get the ball. Mafitano wins it. Goes up for the layup, up and under, and he's fouled.
Mikey, I don't know if you noticed this, but Cam absolutely leveled. Syosset player, Mikey. And there was no call there. That could have been dangerous.
That was questionable. That was Thomas Martelli.
Raheem today got the worst of that one.
How many points does Trevor have?
22.
Yeah, 22 on the night for Trevor Mafitano. Big game. Big player step up. Siciliano and Daly check back in.
Make that 28. Like you say, to say, we'll see Hempstead or Baldwin in the county chip.
Yeah. Shout out to Port. This is just an utter domination. 51-25. They have doubled. They've more than doubled Syosset's point total. And Syosset, that's a foul, finally. I think Amalfitano is going to get the whistle. Raheem Zadeh tried to drive to the hoop.
Number 3, Troy Stevenson. Team's first.
Martelli to Razim Day. Will Pettinato is in the game. Three-pointer is no good. Port's going to take it the other way. Mafitano down below, underneath for Kenny Daly, whose layup is good. And Coach Dooley's going to take a timeout. And man, 53-25 if you're joining us at home. Port Washington is absolutely dominating Syosset.
You gotta wonder if Dooley understands that this game is over.
I think so.
And says, I think it's time to put in some players that we haven't really seen much of this season.
I mean, this is a 24-2 run for Port in the third quarter.
Yeah, here comes Sean Ernst, Mikey.
Sean Ernst is going to make his first presence in tonight's game. Veteran leader for Port. And Pryor.
Ernst is trying to sell the charge there, but I think they're going to get Jake with a grab.
Well, Seth Pryor looking to score Syosset's first point since within 30 seconds of the break. So Syosset has not had a field goal made in over 6 minutes now. That's a tough scene. Missed the first free throw.
Oh, it's very tough indeed. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, this is not the way you want to go out. 53-26. Second is good.
Doesn't look like Port's letting up. I think they're going to let him play until the rest of the quarter, and then the fourth quarter we'll see some bench players.
Daly down low to Malfitano, looking to put the icing on the cake. Mid-range, no good. Rolls in and out. Pettinato is going to slow it down. And Daly all over Pettinato. Going to get whistled just a little bit too much. I'm sorry, that was Sean Ernst. It's not Kenny Daly.
Sean could have been called for two fouls so far. He's only been in for about a minute or so. But you got to be happy to see him getting some play time in a county semifinal game, because he's worked so hard throughout his high school career to get to this moment.
Raheem Zadeh pulls back for the three. No good off the back rim. And it has been a silent night. Raheem Zadeh only has one bucket, 3 points on the night. That's a guy that you wanted to click.
Mikey, let's talk about Port's ability to shut down the Syosset's best player, Dylan Eisenberg. What have they done to just absolutely wreck havoc on him?
And Sean Ernst's layup is swatted out of bounds. I mean, you know, talk about Dylan Eisenberg. That was a guy you wanted to get going if you're Syosset at the beginning of the game. But, I mean, Cam and Troy played tremendous defense on him. They let him get one open look and never looked back. And Siciliano's layup is good. That's got to feel good. 55-26, Port.
Point lead. Let's not come back from this.
Raheem Zadeh, ooh. Little shake and bake on Daly, and one.
It would have been a little sweeter if it didn't cut the lead to 27.
Fouls on Port Washington's number 22, Ryan Shanahan, his third, team's fourth. Basket is good by number four, Darian Rahimzadeh.
Chance for a three-point play from Darian Rahimzadeh. Got 5 points on the night. Looking to make it six right here from the line. Too much English on that. Daly snags it down. And 16 left on the clock. Ten on the clock. Vander Putten with the ball. Is he going to get the last shot? It's back out to Ernst. Now Daly. 3 seconds on the clock. Daly driving left. Kicks it out. And he's going to get called to the walk. 0.3 seconds left
on
the clock.
He's got to put the ball up there.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance for a buzzer beater. And the chuck is coming our direction from Mari Jordan. 55-28, an absolute domination. 26-5 was the final score in the third quarter. Port absolutely dominated. And they will be moving on to the finals with 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter is underway, 55-28. Port Washington leads.
Mikey, I'm shocked to see Cam, Trevor, Troy, Spinoso, even Vanderpoon, honestly, out.
I mean, if you're Port Washington, you have to be super excited how you started your playoff campaign so far. Last week was a blowout, and then this week is another blowout in SUNY Farmingdale.
But you can't just get your heads, I'd say.
No, of course not.
Hempstead and Baldwin are two phenomenal teams, and if you get too comfortable winning so much, you're going to lose.
Yeah, well said. Walker looking to get inside. Fadeaway is no good. Rahim Zadeh pushing the pace. Three-pointer for Syosset is no good. Too short. Rebound Vanderputten. And every 50-50 ball has been won by Port tonight. Cam Walker's layup is good. Port pouring it on here in the fourth quarter. 57-28 they lead. Martelli inside for Pryor. Foul by Vanderputten.
I just want to give a shout out to Seth Pryor because he's been, honestly, Seth's only bright spot today. He hasn't been converting the past few shots, but at the same time, he was honestly dominating that first half for Syosset because he scored the majority of the points. And look at the score right now. They're down bad.
Pryor's first free throw is good. And the second one is also good. So Seth Pryor knocks down a pair. Turned a solid game in for himself, but really was the only bright spot. 11 points on the night out of Syosset's 30. Beautiful pass inside for Troy Stevenson. Kick out Martelli. Salem Pryor with the ball, the younger Pryor brother. I'm sorry, no, I think that's right. Amari Jordan, no good, doesn't get the whistle. Good defense by Jake Vanderputten. Malvitano brings it up the floor, easily drives by Jordan, but it's a steal. Pryor on the other way, Stevenson is there, throws it off Pryor's body. Smart play by Stevenson. And Port looks like it's not even breaking a sweat right now. If you're joining us at home, it is 59-30. Port Washington has totally pulled away in the second half. And they're going to be moving on to face Hempstead or Baldwin next week in the Section 8 AA class final.
Well, you're always happy to see the Port faithful out supporting their team. They haven't been this united for basketball since we were in eighth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long trip from Port, but so many kids came, made their way, and Stevenson, he's going to get himself another bucket. Jake Vanderputten doing the passing now.
Troy's hops are just unbelievable.
Yeah, he gets up. Salem Pryor looking to drive in, kicks it out. Three-pointer is no good. That was Dylan Provins for Syosset. Cam sticks with it. Pass it out to John Spinoso. He's going to find Cam inside, and Spinoso's passing. Oh, missed layup by Cam. But, man, David, what can you say about John Spinoso's passing?
It's just elite. That's how I'm going to describe his passing, elite. I've made, you know, comparisons. Obviously, I'm joking a tiny bit, but at the same time, I'm not. I've said he reminds me a little bit of a Jokic in a way. He can shoot. He can pass it. I've seen him dribble the ball a few times, you know. But at the end of the day, he's just an all-around great player, and Porter's lucky to have him.
Thomas Martelli going to the line. Free throw is in and out. And here we go. Port's going to make their substitution. Sean Ernst back in the game along with juniors Jack Chinati and Mac Tiger. Chinati caught fire at the end of the fourth quarter last week. So you like to see him get a little bit of rhythm. 61-31.
Now here comes Mills off the bench as well.
Sam Mills, a fan favorite.
Checking in for Port is number 34, Sean Mills. Correction, Sam Mills.
And poor student section last week, they really got in the head of the opponent's players. That three-pointer is a bullet, and that's no good. Mills comes away with it on the other end, and Tigers got it. 4:24, Tigers pass to Mills. Rejected, no, it's a foul. And Sam Mills going to the line.
I said that would be an awkward layup if that wasn't deflected or his arm wasn't hit at all.
Hayden Riggio, the sophomore, set to check in, I believe, for Jake Vanderputten. So everyone tonight getting some run for Port, and Coach Dooley must be so happy with this team's performance.
Yeah, it's got to feel good if you're Paul Washington. You just got to prepare hard this entire week, and you get a matchup for the county championship.
Big time stuff. Sam Mills' free throw is good. 63-31. I was going to say, Syosset's way. Number three, Imran Gongot. Went for the layup. Syosset sent to inbound. Salem Pryor is going to try a three-pointer. It's good. That feels like Syosset's first made field goal in a long time.
Yeah, this half has just been an absolute
disaster. Beautiful backdoor pass. Tipped a little bit, but Sean Ernst, he's another guy with elite court vision, David.
Most definitely. You don't see too often because he's not on the court too much, but when he is, he can absolutely light up the court with his passing.
Providence's three is no good. Tiger's going to bring it up the other way.
Porsche's got to slow it down. I mean, this game is over. Just, you got to chill, take all the shot clock, and get a layup if possible.
Ernst in the corner. Finding Tiger down beneath. Beautiful
go.
Setup. And Gongot. Gongay, I'm sorry. Gets on the score sheet. 65-36, Port Washington. Ernst has it, looking to drive inside. His layup is no good. Rebound, Syosset. Pryor's going to bring it up the other way. Crossover gets to the hole. Beautiful move by Salem Pryor. 5 points in the fourth quarter, 65-38. 2:35 remaining. And Port is very close to clinching a finals berth. Riggio picks up his dribble. Ernst swings it to Mills. Out to Tiger in the corner.
Mikey, what I love about this is Riggio had a little behind-the-back move and then was looking to pass inside, and Cam was so happy and telling people to cut back door. And look at him right now. Look how happy he is for his teammate. You love to see that.
Hayden Riggio getting involved. Feed inside to Sean Ernst, who had a nice reverse layup. 67-38, 2:10 remaining. And poor Washington with an absolutely dominant performance tonight. Not many other words to describe it. Key check three-pointer is good. Cooper Smith.
Here come the guys that got pulled up from JV, Mike. We got Liam McCarver and Isaiah.
Isaiah Clemens, the freshman. Syosset the other way, looking to drive on Mills. That's going to go off.
I think he dunked in a few JV games, Mikey.
Yes. He's got great hops.
And you got to look the youth on the floor, Mikey.
Yeah, this is a very young lineup out there for Port Washington. All smiles from Coach Dooley. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound stays with Syosset. Follow-up, also no good, and it's going to go Port's way. 67-41, 1:36 left on the clock.
See if he can stick a pair like he did last time.
And Mills hits the first. He's been perfect at the line tonight. Two for two, Sam Mills, the free throw specialist.
Let's call him a guru, as our good friend would like to say.
69 to 41. Thank you all for joining into the Port Vikings live feed. Port Washington will be playing next week against either Hempstead or Baldwin in the county championship. Tiger brings it up the other way. Gets inside. Beautiful scoop layup. No good. Clemens with the rebound and the putback. And that's going to get the crowd going. Everybody scoring for Port Washington right now. And a 30-point lead, 71 to 41. 3-pointer is way off from Syosset. Sam Mills with the rebound. Arigio is going to dribble this out, or do they have one more possession in them, David?
I think everyone wants to leave him a couple to shoot it, but I think he knows that he probably should.
Okay. Yeah, we can slide. I mean, it's 45, so yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Sam Mills' layup is no good. 38 seconds left.
And this is going to do it. This could be the last shot of the game.
Oh, and an N1 opportunity. Abasab. Abasab, 71 to 43. Port's going to dribble this one out. David, what can you say about this Port Washington performance tonight?
I loved the play from Trevor, Cam, Spinoso, and honestly everyone that played tonight. They should feel extremely proud of themselves. You know, and going into this kind of championship, they should feel good about themselves, but at the same time, can't feel too good because you don't want to get surprised and get blown out.
And that's going to be it. Port Washington is going to dribble it out. 71 to 44 is the final score. Thank you for tuning in to WDOT.